In the day's other headlines, Republican lawmakers signaled they're not backing down as the government shutdown extended to a 21st day.
This is the fourth week of the Democrat shutdown, but we are all here today because your Republican team in the Senate is unified.
Speaking during a lunch at the White House, Senate Majority Leader John Thune urged Democrats to, quote, get wise. And President Trump also gave no ground, saying, quote, we will not be extorted. Democrats are firing back, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on Republicans to negotiate.
Later to them means never. We have to get them to the table and negotiate with us now.
Schumer also told reporters that he and Democratic leadership had asked President Trump today to meet with them. That comes after the Senate failed for the 11th time to pass a funding bill on Monday. North Carolina's state Senate approved a new congressional map that will likely help Republicans win an extra seat in Congress in next year's midterm elections. The state's House is expected to approve the plan later this week. North Carolina has a pretty evenly split electorate, but Republicans control both chambers of the legislature. And by law, the Democratic governor can't veto the plan. The state's Republican Senate leader celebrated the new map, posting an image of himself next to one of President Trump. Democrats say the move is a power grab, with protesters rallying outside the Capitol building earlier today. In France, the Paris prosecutor says the jewels stolen in the dramatic heist at the Louvre this past weekend are worth an estimated $102 million. Officials say 100 investigators are looking into how thieves managed to break into the world-famous museum and make off with the jewels, which also hold tremendous historic value to France. Culture Minister Rachida Dati told lawmakers today that an investigation will provide full transparency on the incident. But she was shouted down when she claimed that the security system worked properly during the heist.
What happened on Sunday at the museum is a wound, and it's a wound for all of us. I also want to reestablish some truths. Did the museum's security measures fail? No, they didn't. It's a fact. The museum's security measures worked.
The French Interior Minister says police officers arrived on site within 2 or 3 minutes after they were alerted to a break-in by a witness, but not before the thieves took off with 8 historic objects from the Louvre's Apollo Gallery. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy reported to prison today to begin serving a 5-year sentence.
Nicolas!
Backed by his supporters and walking alongside his wife, the former conservative leader departed for La Santé prison in Paris. Sarkozy was convicted of criminal conspiracy last month for financing his 2007 election campaign with funds from Libya. He is the first former leader of France to be imprisoned since the aftermath of World War II. Known as a tough-on-crime president, Sarkozy posted a statement online saying he's an innocent man. His lawyers have called for his immediate release. Japan's parliament elected Sane Takaichi as the country's first female prime minister today. The 64-year-old is an ultra-conservative who supports male-only imperial succession and opposes same-sex marriage. Takaichi is known to admire the former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and is a protege of the late Japanese leader Shinzo Abe. She's also a heavy metal fan and has told Japanese media that she drums to relieve stress. Takaichi enters office with a divided government at home and military and economic challenges abroad. She's due to meet President Trump next week. India's capital of New Delhi was blanketed in smog today as millions celebrate Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights. Last night, fireworks lit up the city and surrounding areas as revelers marked the occasion. A recent Supreme Court ruling that relaxed a ban on firecrackers added to the festive atmosphere, but also sent more pollutants into the air. By this morning, the air quality index in several neighborhoods had climbed to severe levels, meaning it was dangerous to breathe. New Delhi routinely ranks among the world's most polluted cities during the winter season. Back in this country, Warner Brothers Discovery says it's open to selling whole or part of its business. The entertainment giant behind the likes of HBO Max and CNN announced today that it had received interest from multiple parties but did not reveal any further details. Shares of the company surged nearly 11% after the news. Elsewhere on Wall Street, stocks ended mixed as investors brace for a flood of corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added more than 200 points. The Nasdaq slipped by 36 points. The S&P 500 ended the day virtually flat. Still to come on the NewsHour, the tightening New Jersey governor's race and its political implications nationwide. We speak to the family of a Palestinian leader who remains imprisoned despite the ceasefire deal. And former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre discusses her new book on becoming an independent.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.